Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrate the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. And I'm glad you're here, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Scott Arno, thesecurityadvocate.com. Scott is one of the highest credentialed security experts on the planet, and we're so fortunate to have him here. He's been hanging out with us now over 7 years. Scott, thank you again for all your time and for the valuable information you've helped us to understand on how to keep ourselves safe. So what do you think we should what else have you got on your mind? Hackers? You want to talk about some hacking risks?
Well, there were two topics I was thinking about, and tell me which one you think is more interesting. One is the idea of, you know, nowadays there's a lot of looking at online voting and potential dangers of that. Or there is another one that was interesting recently where Facebook actually helped the FBI to catch a serial child predator. I realize that doesn't affect people day to day, but it's like a crazy story.
That's good news. Can you tell us about that real quick? And then I do want to talk about the voting. Go ahead and do both of them. What did Facebook do?
Okay, so basically what happened was this guy with a name right out of a movie, Buster Hernandez, was pretending to be someone else online and was targeting young girls, trying to force them into sending him lewd pictures and the sort. And effectively what he would do is he would write them out of the blue and say, oh, I have those naughty pictures you sent, which he didn't have, and it was false, but in some cases, the young ladies, they didn't know that. And he'd trap them and basically start threatening them. He'd threaten to literally attack their school and attack their family. It was awful. And he was using a system called Tails, which is an operating system that is very, very difficult to track. The FBI was trying to track him. They couldn't. He was literally sending them mocking messages like, you'll never catch me. And so Facebook wound up doing something it never does, which is they actually paid a cybersecurity firm to find a vulnerability in this Tails system to actually identify this guy. Normally they don't do that at all. Right. And there was even some internal argument whether they should ever do that, but they thought the threat was so terrible from this guy, they had to. And effectively what happened was they found a flaw in what is now an older version of Tails. So Tails has since taken out the code that they used to attack, and they were able to identify the guy. The FBI caught him, and he pled guilty to, I think, 29 counts of child pornography and like things. I mean, it was terrible.
He'll be away for a long time.
But they caught him.
Yeah. Well, good for Facebook.
There's an article about that.
All the times I stick my finger in Facebook's eye, I'm glad to report that. I'm glad to say that we're equal opportunity around here. If you do something good, we'll tell people about it. So good for that.
Yeah,
Thank you for that.
I was kind of impressed. I'm not a huge fan myself. And I was like, wow, look at that.
Thank you for helping us with that. So, all right, now let's move on to online voting. I'm not a fan. I'm against it.
Well, online voting I'm not crazy about because it's exposed. There are a few states that are using the system, Delaware, West Virginia, to an extent, also Colorado, Washington, I think Florida and Oregon are also using it a little bit. They use a system called OmniBallot. I'm not crazy about it because at the end of the day, you're sending your information over the net, and it can be manipulated.
You just got through reporting to us about the bad actors who do whatever they want to do till somebody takes them down. I mean, they could. The states, those states, as you said earlier, who were involved in who were online, they could corrupt, they could do something just enough to do it one place to make people not believe the whole election was good.
Well, you know, the big trick there, if someone can do an electronic attack by that, what's so different there is they can attack en masse. So instead of just changing one ballot at a time, they can change thousands of ballots.
Yes.
So let's say somebody loses by 200,000 votes, they wind up winning by 2,000 votes instead, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's something to be avoided. There are ways to get around it, and if you're in one of these states and you've got one of these online systems, honestly, the best thing you can do is either go vote in person if you feel safe doing that or use an absentee ballot. Mm-hmm. Or, if you want to, they do give an option to download the ballot, physically fill it out, and either drop it off or mail it in. Mm-hmm. Because if you're using the system itself, all your voting information is right. put in there. A, it can be stolen. B, it can be manipulated. Right. That's
quick,
never good.
Quick question, because I gotta go.
Sure.
Could blockchain be giving everybody their own blockchain key? Could that be something of the future of online voting?
It could. Actually, there are some countries that are starting to use blockchain in elections. I wouldn't be surprised if that's the future. I just don't know how far we'll go with it yet. Because there are a few distractions now.
Hey, Scott, good job today. Thank you for being here. Well done. And come back soon. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Scott Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.